Hey guys, my name is Amy, and I'm coming to you today hoping I can get all of you thinking of ways to create a good biography of yourself. I'm going to tell you a little about me as an example, and then I will go over some key points to write down for when you create your own biography. This is something good that you can always keep with you, and you can edit it along the way throughout your high school and elementary and middle school career. You can just keep updating it as you go because you're always going to need a biography with you. Okay, so here's mine. My name is Amy Harbuck, and I am from Leroy, Alabama, and currently reside in Jackson, Alabama. I am married with two little boys, one at the age of 4, and the other is 1 year old. I have a daughter on the way, the first girl on both sides of the family. I'm a special education teacher at Jackson Intermediate School. I'm the 5th grade resource teacher. I do inclusion, small group instruction, and one-on-one instruction. I am currently working on a master's degree from the University of South Alabama and plan to graduate in the spring of 2023. I enjoy going on walks when it's about 75 degrees outside, going fishing, hunting, going to the beach, watching sports, family time, and teaching. So there was my biography. The first thing you want to jot down is your name, where you're from, and where you currently live. The next thing to write down is something personal you would want to share about yourself. This gives your readers a chance to really get to know who you are. Once you have that down, you want to follow it by your working status, career, and job details. After that, you can write down any educational facts you would like people to know about you. An example would be, I am a 5th grader at Jackson Intermediate School and plan to graduate from Jackson High School. The last thing to write down is some hobbies or interests of yours. Once you put all of this information together, you should have your own biography for right now. Like I said previously, you can always edit it and change it the older you get, or the more hobbies or different interests, or if your educational status changes or job or career changes. You can also Google some biographies if you think you would like to add more to yours. I hope this was easy to follow and to understand and will help you create your own biography. As always, if you have any questions, please email me. Good luck creating your biographies, and I look forward to reading each of them soon.